Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
The Chicago Bears making some moves before free agency even opens up, which is just a couple days away. Trading for Jonah Jackson from the Los Angeles Rams, trading for Joe Tooney from the Kansas City Chiefs, beefing up that offensive line, bringing in some veterans. One, Jonah Jackson, a guy that Ben Johnson has coached and liked and had success with before, and Joe Tooney, the resume speaks for itself. Super Bowl champion, All-Pro last year, has protected Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes in the past. Veteran, knows what he's doing, one of the best in the game. Big news for the Chicago Bears. It also leads me a little bit on the tip of this also accelerates the microscope that will be under Caleb Williams next year. It's not about eliminating excuses for Caleb Williams. And unfortunately, what the Chicago Bears do is they're really, really good at creating reasons why we can defend bad quarterback play here in Chicago. We've been doing it for years. Jay Cutler, obviously, it was the offensive line. Mitch Trubisky, it was his relationship with Matt Nagy. Justin Fields, it was a little bit of the offensive line, was a little bit of the weapons around him. Then they got DJ Moore. And then with Caleb Williams last year, he took the most sacks in the NFL and was never on the same page with his receivers. And offensive line or no, had one of the worst deep pass accuracy that I've seen in quite some time as a quarterback. I still have high hopes for Caleb. You've seen some videos of him already working out. Good for him. My only thing with Caleb is, and look, this is a little unfair, but anyone that grew up in Chicago or grew up in Chicago in the 90s and got exposed to the person that is Michael Jordan, is you have to understand in Chicago is when you tell the fan base of any sport that you're in that you want to be great, that isn't some buzzword or cliche word here in Chicago. When you say you want to be great, when you say you want to win championships, when you say you want to be the best at your profession, that's great. Good for you. But here in Chicago, you have to understand something, that we've been exposed to Michael Jordan, and we know exactly what greatness looks like, and we know exactly what it takes to maintain and get to that point of greatness. And it's about being a maniac. There's a great moment in The Last Dance. Jordan comes back from retirement, isn't in the best shape, has a baseball body, small shoulders, isn't really shooting very well, is a little rusty, and they lose the Orlando Magic in the playoffs. And Tim Grover, his trainer, very famously has a story where Jordan comes up to him the night they lose to the Orlando Magic and, paraphrasing, tells Tim Grover, "I'll see you tomorrow morning. I'm going back to work immediately." That's what greatness is. And if you're Caleb Williams after the season that you just had, you lost 10 in a row, head coach gets fired, offensive coordinator gets fired, you take the most sacks, there's memes of you lying basically lifeless on the field. The hope is if you tell people that you want to be great, that you are pouring everything that you have into this right now. You're 23 years old. You got the energy. You've got the body to do it. All you need now is to put in the time to get you to that greatness. And it's not quite put up or shut up time with Caleb Williams. I'm definitely not doing that. I've been very consistent on this show. At least 30 starts, arbitrary number, I know, but at least 30 starts is going to give you a little bit of more of a baseline of who he is and who he isn't moving forward. But this offseason, now that you have Ben Johnson, they're making moves on the offensive line, bringing in veterans that do know what they're doing. You got to see Caleb become that maniac to become the greatness that he tells us that he wants to be. And it's going to be a wait and see. It's either going to happen or it's not. I have optimism that it will happen, but again, we've heard it here in this town before. And my hope is with Ben Johnson, with some of these veteran offensive linemen, they start to teach Caleb things that he didn't know. And it's not your fault. You can't know what you don't know. When you're young, you come out of college from USC, you think you know what NFL work ethic is, but it has to be shown to you. And no offense, I don't think Matt Eberflus, Nate Davis, Bill Murray, Matt Pryor, I don't think those were the guys showing the way. And they probably shouldn't have. They don't have that kind of pedigree. They've got guys coming in here now, especially at the head coach position, that should show Caleb the way of what an actual NFL work ethic really looks like. And it's up to him to put in that time. So it was good to see him throwing the other day. You know, I understand you want to get away from the game. You want to have a nice little counterbalance. But my hope is for Caleb Williams right now is to become an absolute maniac this offseason. Get to that level as fast as you can. Because as they say in any sport that you play, the more that it slows down, the more that you can then begin to take care of your body, take care of your mind, because all of it's already locked in there. The reps have already happened and you can have it and you can move on.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.